Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Harmony Inspired Health Podcast, an evolution to your higher self, where ancient wisdom meets modern living. I'm Harmony, your podcast host. Leveraging my expertise as an Ayurveda and women's health practitioner and clinical business mentor, I engage in genuine conversations with industry leaders, delving into the realms of health, wellness, Ayurveda, and the art of holistic success. Our mission here is clear: to inspire, educate, and empower you as you step into your higher self, unlocking your true potential and the secrets to embracing a life of purpose and impact. Hit subscribe, and if you're on iTunes, a 5-star rating helps spread the wisdom far and wide. Get ready for a holistic adventure as we explore the path to holistic success. Welcome to the Harmony Inspired Health Podcast and the evolution to your higher self. Before we jump into this soulful episode, I want to remind you that this episode is sponsored by my accredited program, Ayurveda Alchemist. This program certifies you as an Ayurveda holistic health coach. Ayurveda Alchemist is for women who are ready to embark on an epic personal development journey, immersing themselves in the wisdom of Ayurveda, learning how to optimize their health and well-being by addressing all aspects of self, including their physical body, mental and emotional health, and spirituality, whilst wholeheartedly stepping into their dharma, their purpose. This program is also for women who would love to get started with a fulfilling career in Ayurveda, and for already established health, wellness, and life coaches who want to create greater impact by offering a holistic framework that gets their clients exceptional and holistic results. This certification is what you need to step into the high-level practitioner that you were born to be and stand out from the coaching crowd. You will experience undeniable growth personally and professionally. You'll be mentored by highly qualified facilitators, guest experts, and practitioners. Spots are strictly limited. If you are ready to up-level your life and help transform the lives of others by becoming an Ayurveda alchemist, head over to www.harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au and apply today. Now, let's get into today's episode. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome to another episode of the Harmony Inspired Health Podcast, where we explore the intersections of ancient wisdom and modern well-being. I'm Harmony, your host, and today we'll delve into the realm where mind, body, and spirit converge, a realm where Ayurvedic psychology meets the power of breaking free from limiting core belief. And if you guys have been listening to this podcast for a little while, you will know that Ayurvedic psychology is one of my favorite topics. I mean, I do have quite a few favorite topics, but Ayurvedic psychology is definitely one of them. And when I teach Ayurvedic psychology and breaking through limiting core beliefs in the Ayurveda Alchemist program, it is hands down one of the most favorite modules that the students absolutely love and get so much out of it. So I am looking forward to bringing this to you today in a podcast episode. And I thought it was a really fitting time because it is 2024. It's the beginning of 2024. And as we step into a new year, it's the perfect time to shed old skin, to release what no longer serves us, and to truly break free from the shackles of limiting beliefs. So today we're not just talking about the mind, we're talking about Ayurvedic psychology, which is the ancient science of life and self-healing. Now, as a practitioner of Ayurveda and a mentor for health and wellness professionals, I have witnessed the profound impact that our beliefs can have on our overall well-being. I mean, I've experienced this myself. I have definitely held myself back because of my own limiting core beliefs, and I've had to do a lot of work around that. Ayurveda teaches us that the mind plays a crucial role in our health, influencing everything from our digestion, our hormonal balance, and our energy levels. Like, it just it has so much to do with everything because the mind and body are intricately connecting. But when we look at limiting beliefs specifically, what exactly are they? Limiting beliefs are just stories that we tell ourselves. They're narratives that shape our perception of ourselves and the world around us. They can become like invisible chains holding us back from reaching our full potential. And that's why it's super important to be aware of our limiting beliefs and how can we actually rewire those limiting beliefs so that we can have a more empowered mind set. Ayurvedic psychology offers a really powerful toolkit for breaking free from these self-imposed limitations. In Ayurveda, our mental and emotional well-being is intricately connected to the various components of the mind, such as the ahamkara, which is the ego, the chitta, which is our memory, and the buddhi, which is the intellect. So these aspects, when in balance, they contribute to a harmonious and clear mental state. But when they're not, then we can create a lot of limiting beliefs. We can be stuck in these patterns that don't serve us. So I want to break down some of these concepts from an Ayurvedic standpoint. And I want to share some Ayurvedic insights on how we can identify and overcome limiting beliefs, considering the nuances of ahamkara, chitta, buddhi in the process. So firstly, let's explore ahamkara, the ego. Ayurveda teaches us that a healthy sense of self is essential, but when the ego becomes inflated or distorted, it can lead to limiting beliefs and self-sabotage. So if you are on a personal health journey or you're a health and wellness practitioner wanting to up-level your business, sometimes our ahamkara can get in the way of that journey and we start to self-sabotage. And it's all coming from this aspect of the mind. Through self-reflection and practices that cultivate humility, we can soften the edges of the ego and pave the way for authentic growth. Now, looking at chitta, this is from an Ayurvedic perspective, chitta is the place in the mind of memories and experiences. Limiting beliefs often stem from past experiences that have left an imprint in our chitta mind or have created that subconscious story. By practicing mindfulness and techniques such as meditation, we can actually observe these impressions without being defined by them. And that's really important to understand that our past experiences and our memories can have this subconscious trigger, creating these limiting beliefs. And sometimes we're not even aware of it. So the work is to become aware of what those beliefs are first so that we can work on unraveling those beliefs. And often what I share with my clients and my students is these beliefs we have about ourselves, they're just a string of words that we've put together in a sentence. So I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, I'm not lovable, I can never be successful. Whatever those words are, we string them together, put them into a sentence, and then we put an emotion behind that sentence, which makes it this core belief that we carry around. So going back to our chitta mind, when we can start to observe the impressions without being defined by them, we can break free from the chains of the past and we can create new empowering beliefs instead. And the empowered mind paradigm is actually the second pillar of my higher self method that I teach my students and my clients, because it is so important to master the art of discerning your limiting beliefs and obliterating them, like getting rid of those. And then finally, we're going to look at the buddhi mind, which is the discerning intellect. This faculty helps us make wise choices and discern truth from illusion. When buddhi is clouded by limiting beliefs, it's essential to sharpen it through practices like critical self-inquiry and seeking knowledge. This clarity of intellect can guide us towards breaking free from the constraints of our own thinking. Discerning and intellect. It's really important to, I was going to say, like, not practice, but to, what is it like when you shape in your muscles, train your muscles at a gym, training your discerning power, training your discerning muscle and the buddhi mind. It's very important when we're looking at overcoming limiting core beliefs. Another aspect of looking at limiting core beliefs from an Ayurvedic perspective is that our mental and our emotional well-being is also intricately connected to the balance of our doshas, so vata, pitta, and kapha. When these doshas are in harmony, our minds are clear, our emotions are balanced, and limiting beliefs, they just lose their grip because we are in balance with ourselves, with harmony, with nature, with our mind and body. I've done many episodes on the doshas. So if you are new to the podcast, welcome and thank you for being here. You can listen to one of the episodes all about your individual mind-body constitution, which we call our dosha in Ayurveda. So firstly, let's have a look at the role of the vata dosha in the mind. When vata is imbalanced, it can lead to anxiety, scattered thoughts, and self-doubt. By incorporating grounding practices like meditation, yoga, and nourishing foods like root vegetables, hearty stews, these kind of things, we can calm the vata mind and create a foundation for mental clarity. The vata dosha is also responsible for our central nervous system. So if it's out of balance and it's firing, then obviously it is going to affect our mind and our mental clarity. Now let's consider the pitta dosha. An excess of pitta can manifest as perfectionism and can you can become overactive with your inner critic. So a lot of self-judgment and criticism and even criticism towards others. So to help balance the pitta dosha, we want cooling practices such as mindful breathing. There's special breath techniques that can really nurture and settle the pitta dosha, and practicing a lot of self-compassion to help balance the pitta and ease the grip of those limiting core beliefs. And then there's kapha, the dosha associated with stability and endurance. When kapha is imbalanced, it can lead to complacency and resistance to change because it's the earthy dosha, that structure, that solid structure. We need to invigorate our mind with stimulating activities if we have a kapha imbalance. Again, there's beautiful breath work like the Kapalabhati breath of fire that can really help us invigorate that kapha dosha. It might also be a good time to break out of routine, do something a little bit more spontaneous, a bit fun, and welcome new perspectives to be able to release the stagnation of that kapha energy. So we've looked at some of the aspects of the mind, the ahamkara, the citta, and the buddhi mind. We've looked at how the dosha can affect the mind and our limiting beliefs. And now there's one more crucial aspect of Ayurvedic psychology that we must unravel. And that is samskara, which is the imprint left on the mind by repeated thoughts and actions. So everything that you do and say leaves a subtle impression on the mind. And this is known as samskaras. Ayurveda teaches us that recognizing and transforming these samskaras is essential for breaking free from the cycle of self-imposed constraints, aka limiting core beliefs. By bringing awareness to our thought patterns and consciously choosing new, empowering thoughts, we can rewrite the script of our minds. Samskara becomes an opportunity for growth and a chance to cultivate positive habits that align with our truest selves. So as we step into this new year, let's not only address the limiting beliefs, but also consciously work on transforming the underlying samskaras. This intentional shift can create a ripple effect, leading to a profound transformation in how we perceive ourselves and navigate the world. Remember, the mind is a powerful tool. It can be your best friend or it can be your worst enemy. So how do you want your mind to cooperate with you as your best mate, or do you want it to be used against you as your enemy? And it's not about erasing all negative thoughts, but it's about transforming our thoughts, our belief systems into positive actions and learning from them and recognizing them. By aligning with the wisdom of Ayurveda, we can tap into our innate potential for healing and growth. So thank you so much for joining me today, exploring Ayurvedic psychology. As I said, I love this topic and I think it is so helpful for so many people to really understand the functionings of their mind from an Ayurvedic perspective, because the mind is not a separate construct in who we are. It is all part of us. It is related to our actions, what we absorb through our senses, what we eat. Everything is related. We are in this human vessel. We're a soul being, we're a human being, and there's no dissociation from any of it. So when we look at Ayurvedic psychology, we look at it in a really holistic point of view. As we do step into 2024, let's embrace the power of our minds and break free from break free from any limiting beliefs that have held you back. Like, think about last year. Were there things that you wanted to do, things that you wanted to say, that you want to show up in a specific way, but you had these limiting beliefs that were holding you back to truly live the life that you were meant for? Don't let that happen in 2024. Don't let it happen. Break free and pave the way for a year of transformation, healing, and self-discovery. I am offering a unique opportunity for you to dive deeper into the world of Ayurveda and holistic well-being. If you are passionate about helping others break free from limiting beliefs and achieve holistic health, I invite you to book a free clarity call with me. During this call, we'll discuss how you can embark on a fulfilling journey to become an Ayurveda and women's holistic health coach. Together, we'll explore the possibilities of aligning your passion with purpose, creating a meaningful career in the realm of Ayurveda, and bringing Ayurveda into your clinical practice. If you're a health and wellness practitioner, health and wellness professional, yoga teacher, Pilates teacher, it is such a beautiful complementary science that can only enhance your own well-being and that of your clients. To book your free consultation, you can go to my website, harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au, or check the episode description in the link, and I will pop a link for the call in the show notes. Let's connect, and together let's pave the way for a new era of well-being, empowerment, and transformative coaching. If you have enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. And as you may know, I am running the Harmony Inspired Health episodes fortnightly, and then every other week in between those, I am running the Evolution of Your Higher Self series with the beautiful Melissa Owls. Until next time, may your journey be filled with wisdom, wellness, and the alchemy of self-discovery. This is Harmony signing off for today. Namaste. Big thanks for hanging out till the end. I'm curious though, did you skip the intro, eager to get into the juicy contents of this episode? No worries if you did, but you may have missed my important announcement and the accredited Ayurveda Alchemist program that was calling your name. It's the golden ticket to becoming a certified Ayurveda and women's holistic health coach. Dive into ancient Ayurvedic wisdom and give your health and wellness biz the glow up it deserves. If you are ready to ride this transformative wave, apply at harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au/Ayurveda Alchemist. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It means a lot to me that you have taken time out of your day to listen. Let's keep the convo going on socials. Dive into our amazing community on Facebook full of soulful women like you. the Ayurveda and Women's Health Sisterhood Facebook group, where we keep these conversations going and offer other free live training. You can find me personally on Instagram at Harmony Inspire Ayurveda, or take a sneak peek into the Ayurveda Alchemist Academy on Instagram at Ayurveda Alchemist Academy. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss the next chat. And if you're on iTunes, a 5-star rating, it's like giving us a high five of podcast love. I appreciate you, my friend. Have a wonderful day or evening, whatever time it is in your part of the world.